Now, one of the hardest working guys here at Dolphins.com. This guy, I mean, interviews, runs, writes an article, posts it up, goes, gets another interview. I mean, he's everywhere. We're talking about Andy Kent, our Dolphins.com reporter, who's live from the Combine over at Indianapolis. Andy, what's up?
Raul, you are too kind. You're really making a good case for me there, huh?
What are the hot dogs like up there, Andy?
I don't eat hot dogs anymore, Sam. I did salad.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a second. So you haven't been to St. Elmo's up there?
Yeah, I'm trying to go stay healthy a little bit, you know, so I can make it home in one piece.
There you go.
So, Andy, tell us today, you know, yesterday was the front office. Today we're actually starting to hear from these prospects. What's going on up there?
Today was a big day. I mean, we had the front office and the coaches and the big boys, the O-linemen, a lot of them yesterday. But today was quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers day. And Johnny Football was the first one to draw the big crowd, probably one of three or four big crowds we're going to see this year this week with Sammy Watkins tomorrow. But Johnny Manziel got things kicked off pretty good. You know, I mean, he seemed a little more humble, a little more professional about, you know, he realizes this is his audition and this is his interview process, but he's still confident. He was a little disappointed that he fell a quarter inch short of the 6 feet that he guaranteed he'd measure at. But he said, look, that's just a number. He goes, I can play like I'm 10 feet tall, so the measurements don't mean anything. And he kicked the thing off with a really exciting press conference, and then it just kept rolling from there with the skill guys.
Well, you know, Andy, we talked about a little bit during the show earlier that, you know, a lot of these guys are well coached, and Johnny Manziel knew what the question marks were about him and personality wise. So how much of that is Johnny Manziel being coached up to say the right things, or is it just what Johnny thinks he's going to take to the NFL, a new guy, not the college kid, but a professional man?
I think it was a good mix, I would say. I mean, you know, he definitely realized that he needed to tone down the Johnny Football mystique a little bit, so he stayed on message. And, you know, he was asked, okay, tell us who Johnny Manziel is. We know who Johnny Football is. He used that as an opportunity to say Johnny Manziel is, you know, a soft-spoken Texas boy from a small town in Texas, family guy, you know, who just likes to win. I mean, he's competitive, and that's all he wants to do is win, win, win. So, you know, he kind of stayed on that message a little bit. You saw the competitive side come out of him a little bit about the height question and some of the other myths that he wants to dispel about him just being an improviser and not a true quarterback or a pocket passer. And he said all the right things. So you're right. These guys do get coached up pretty well. Some of them were genuine. I thought Derek Carr had the most compelling interview of the day, filling us in on the story that I wasn't aware of his 6-month-old son who almost died right after he was born, and how he made it through the season with that distraction and used that to get him fired up for the next level.
Yeah, David Carr's little brother. He's a heck of a quarterback as well. Tomorrow you get a chance to see the offensive linemen work out. We know it's been a lot of talk down here in Miami about the offensive linemen. What do you want to see most from those guys? The way they run the 40, how much they bench, the vertical. I mean, it's hard to assess offensive linemen, you know, when it comes to these type of tests, but if somebody runs well, it could be a big boost for this day and age offenses in the NFL.
They usually get a lot of attention when that happens. They did the bench press today. Some of those numbers are still coming out. I know the Auburn tackle, Robinson, said he did 32 reps of the 225 pounds, which is a pretty nice number. A couple of years ago, a defensive tackle by the name of Stephen Paye did 49. So obviously that's the noble strength. But then when they hit the field tomorrow, it's going to be fun to watch how they do in the 40, the three-cone drill, the vertical. You know, so, I mean, that's where they get to show off their agility. So they understand that this is when all eyes are on them. Some of them are hoping, Brian Stork yesterday, he was like, look, I'm not a 4-3, I'm not a 40 guy. I mean, I'm a football player, so I don't know what they expect to see from me out there. But if they go back and look at film and put me in front of a whiteboard, I can tell them all they need to know. And he feels, so he's kind of had like a chip on his shoulder, like, I don't know why they're making us do all this, because if I can block and I can finish somebody off, what does it matter what I do in the vertical?
Now, who's that guy that did 49 again?
Steven, I probably pronounced wrong.
Exactly right. Exactly. That's my whole point right there. See, that's what I tell them. All these tests, they mean something for some guys.
And pronounced it twice.
Right.
That's so nice.
But see, these tests sometimes, that 49, if it doesn't translate into football, we don't hear about these guys. Some guys can run well, lift well, but sometimes they just can't play football.
Exactly. And I think that was the point Brian Stork was trying to make. He was like, you know, put me on the field. Yeah, put me on a field and get me in front of a whiteboard and get me in the coach's room and you know, let me show you what I can do. That's all that matters. So the numbers shouldn't, but you know the difference. It kind of falls right in the middle. A lot of scouts pay attention to it. Some of the teams say, hey, we'll watch the tape, and tape doesn't lie.
Yeah, the first day, you know, you're talking about quarterbacks, the big uglies that we call them, the offensive linemen, you know, those guys, they want to go out there and do really well in the speed drills and all of those different things. But, you know, the Dolphins have a lot of different holes that they need to fill, Andy. And you know, in free agency right now, you have guys like Darren McFadden, Maurice Jones-Drew, Nation Moreno, James Starks, a lot of different guys out there. But there's a guy up there that I think is very confident and – you know, one of the bigger running backs that's coming out. How did he fare today? And I'm talking about Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde, yeah. He obviously he's going to be hitting the field on Sunday, and they'll be doing the bench press tomorrow. But he's not lacking for confidence, that's for sure. I mean, he jumped right up there on the podium, you know, pointed to running backs like Marshawn Lynch. That's the type of guy he wants to emulate, who can run with power and run with speed. And he's predicting, or at least hoping or aiming for, a 4.4 range in his 40 on Sunday. And as he put it, if I can run that 4.4, then I'm definitely going to be the first running back taken, and I should go in the first round. And he seemed to have a chip on the shoulder about what's happened lately with running backs not going in the first round, and GMs believing that you can wait to the later rounds and plug anybody in, and he wants to kind of buck that trend. So, yeah, very impressive young man. Kid that's that got his head on straight, and he's got the physical tools, I think, to warrant a good look.
A lot of people, Andy, are talking about Teddy Bridgewater. Obviously, quarterback is not a position of need for the Miami Dolphins, but
Louisville.
There you go. Yes.
Louisville or Louisville?
Louisville.
I'll leave that to Sam.
There you go.
There's a phrase I've heard in the past where the horses are beautiful and the women are fast.
and the grass is blue.
But talk to us a little bit about Bridgewater, about Bortles, about Boyd, some of these quarterbacks that obviously, you know, those positions where, you know, the sexy positions where everybody wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, Bridgewater actually didn't talk today. He'll probably come in there tomorrow along with Sammy Watkins. But, in addition to Manziel, Bortles and A.J. McCarron, they both, I think, represented themselves well up there. Bortles was a 6'5". He's got the kind of the Roethlisberger look to him, but, you know, and a program at UCF that prior to this year is kind of off the radar, a Conference USA team in the past, and they go and win their BCS game, and he's getting a lot of attention. He measured well. I mean, he talked about in his meetings, first thing a lot of teams said to him was, you looked a lot bigger than we thought you would look, or that, you know, you looked on film and that you looked on TV. So he's got the size, he's got the feet, and he's got the strong arm, so he wants to kind of, you know, pump his way up there into the top three or four quarterbacks. And A.J. McCarron, you know, I mean, he has a big chip on the shoulder because he feels that he's been knocked unfairly for, you know, his arm. And then the quirky thing he said he heard was he was knocked for winning. I mean, he's won a couple of national championships, but winning behind NFL talent, like taking that away from him. And as he put it, well, if I'm going into the NFL, I'm going to be playing with NFL talent. So, and I'm playing against NFL talent in the SEC. So he's ready to kind of come out of here. He wants to steal the thunder from Johnny Football and from Bridgewater and from all the other quarterbacks.
As we've mentioned before, you know, guys, now it's not like before where now there's the centers where guys go and for, you know, 2 months, almost 3 months, they're preparing physically, mentally. What can you really learn? What can you really gauge from these guys, from these interviews? Is it possible to really find out about these guys, or is it too scripted, Andy?
I'll tell you what, Raul. It's going that direction where it's getting more and more scripted. They have enough time, you know. I mean, especially the players who maybe, you know, didn't get in a BCS bowl or a bowl at all. So they've, you know, like a Morgan Moses, Virginia offensive tackle, impressive young man. But he kind of pointed out he had until the Senior Bowl, he hadn't put on pads or done anything football related since November. But they also give them a lot more time to sit down with the you know, the training coaches and the agents and get prepared for what to expect in these interviews. And then those guys that did go to the Senior Bowl, they went through a round of interviews there, so they were even more ready. So I think it's tough. You're probably not getting the true gauge, you know, and it's up here at the combine. That's probably why the teams try to bring them back for extra visits later on and see if they can catch them a little bit off guard.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. As usual, we'll be keeping tabs on all your work on Dolphins.com, and thanks for the insight.
Appreciate it, guys, and I'd say stay warm down there, which you're already doing.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
For sure.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot to Andy Kent, Dolphins.com writer.